Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As former President Lincoln once said, you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. That certainly applies today. In America, most Democrats ignored massive federal budget deficits and soaring debt levels when the president was from their party, only to suddenly try to now appear as budget hawks when a Republican president does the same thing. Not everyone is fooled by this hypocritical political gamesmanship. In turn, most Republicans also ignored massive federal budget deficits if the president was from their party, only to squawk when a Democrat president did the same thing. Actually, the size of the federal budget deficits thrown around in Washington are themselves huge lies. If the federal government accurately prepared its budgets and financial reports using the same more accurate and honest accrual basis of accounting that is required of publicly held companies, it would show annual budget deficits for many years have ranged from $3 to $7 trillion. The largest difference between what is reported to the public is that the change in the actuarial deficit of the Social Security program is omitted from both the budget and the federal government statement of operations, and the total net present value of the unfunded Social Security deficit is omitted from the balance sheet. I'm not just making up these massive amounts. They come from David Walker, who served as Comptroller General, the federal government's top accountant, from 1998 to 2008. Another massive government lie was that the Great Recession ended a decade ago. Not true. If so, there would be no need for the feds to keep the federal funds interest rate so low or to leave the Federal Reserve's balance sheet so bloated. Instead, continuing rampant inflation of the money supply has artificially propped up the U.S. stock markets, which is not a sign of prosperity for the average American. So, when President Trump's chief economic advisor, Lawrence Kudlow, last weekend stated that a recession in the U.S. economy is not even on the horizon, that is tantamount to an admission that the next recession has already begun. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.